This is Vatican News. October the 18th is the European Anti-Human Trafficking Day, with the aim of stepping up its efforts to prevent and combat human trafficking. The Sovereign Order of Malta has committed to collaborate more closely with authorities in Lagos, Nigeria, where the journey of so many women trafficked mainly for prostitution begins. Lagos is also home to the Bakita Empowerment Centre, an initiative of the Order of Malta with the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Louis for protecting and rehabilitating young women victims of prostitution and human trafficking when they return to Nigeria. Sister Patricia Ebegebulem of the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Louis is the coordinator of the Bakita Centre and of the Talita Kum Network in Nigeria. She spoke to Vatican Radio's Francesca Sabatinelli about her mission and the work she does.
You, Catholic sisters, are the largest anti-slavery and humanitarian force in the world, and there is a very high level of trust in you.
I think you should trust in us because we have given our life. You know, the religious life, when you make a commitment, when you take the vows we take, we have given our whole life for God, for humanity, for this, and these are part of the humanity. And this is why, for example, whatever touches the church, like our Holy Father, as you well know, is very concerned. And one of the things the Holy Father told us was to ensure that human beings are not commodified. They are not treated as commodities. And that is an incentive that moves me to go and rescue them, to go any length to rescue them and to promote their dignity and to emphasize to them and to the world that these are people created in the image and likeness of God.
How hard it is to welcome girls who come back from a very difficult period?
They've lost confidence in God, in humanity. You know, like many of them, even to reassure them, even to get them to accept God. Because what they have gone through at times puts some of them wanting to commit suicide. So you just have to reassure them, put back their confidence in God and their confidence in humanity. And it takes time. They don't trust us immediately they come in. It takes time. And they know we are patient with them and we go to any length.
In which conditions do they arrive to you?
Many of them arrive shattered and battered and traumatized. So, and this is what we tell them, that once you've come back, the sky is the limit. You know, God has rescued you for a purpose. And by the grace of God, you will achieve your dreams, your good dreams. And so some of them are in higher institutions studying, some are into business. But the thing is that they always come back to us. You know, even one of them on the 12th of October is getting married. That one was deported from Italy. She's getting married. And she's been sending me word here, you know, that. And those are our, we have lots of success stories for which we thank God.
Do these girls have to fight a lot with stigma?
Yes, they have to fight with stigma. But that's part of the, you know, the part of the rehabilitation. You know, so with the, like you won't see them fighting with the stigma. It doesn't show much, you know, but with time, and that's, you know, with time, many of them get over it. And once, you know, like they know they can begin their lives anew and live in dignity and hold their heads high. We always emphasize that sense of self-worth and self-esteem. And once they have it and they have their own business and they have their own home, as I said, many of them are married, they are even better off than many in the society. And they are helping others. They are helping others.
How does Pope Francis, with his words, help you?
Like, he's an inspiration. On the 26th of September, we had audience with him. And when I was shaking hands with him, I said, Coraggio, because I know it's not easy for him. But he's a moving force. He's inspiring us a lot. As I quoted one of the things he said about that commodification, that human beings are treated in the image and likeness of God, and that is how we take them. And another thing he told us, very important, this last time we met with him, we said, when we see the victims of human trafficking, before we sleep, we should not go to bed without looking at those faces we have seen and praying for them.
That was Sister Patricia Ebege-Bulem speaking there to Francesca Sabatinelli.